In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O clavis David, O key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, who openest and no man shutteth, who shutteth as no and no man openeth, come and bring forth from his prison house the captive that sitteth in darkness and in the shadow of death. Today we celebrate the Feria in this third week of Advent, and the Mass is the same as the Mass of this past Sunday, of Gaudete Sunday. Some of you may find in your missals for this date, for December 20th, that it is the vigil of the Feast of St. Thomas. This vigil is no longer to be found in the Roman Missal since the 1950s. And although we might hope and pray for its restoration along with many other rites, which, thanks be to God, are now being restored, we should note that, nevertheless, the vigils of the apostles are not the most ancient of the liturgies to be found in the Missal. They were, in fact, only codified by Pope Pius V, and so only some 500 years ago. Even then, at this time of year, it would have been perfectly appropriate, nevertheless, to celebrate the Mass of the Feria, as we are doing today. For the vigils of the apostles at this time of year are overshadowed by the mystery of Christ. The same can be said of the Feast of Saints Philip and James in the month of May. And I shall speak more about this tomorrow as I compare these two feasts, the Feast of St. Thomas and that feast. For they, too, are deprived of a vigil because of the fact that their feast always falls during Paschal time. Once again, that mystery is overshadowed by the mystery of our resurrected Lord. Nevertheless, I shall have more to say to you tomorrow about this apostle and about several of them and how they tie in to the mystery we are observing in this novena to Christmas. Today, however, especially we turn to this mysterious antiphon, O clavis David, the O key of David. We are at once intrigued by this antiphon, for when we hear a word such as key, we consider right away that we cannot think of many times in the Bible when we find this word key. You would be correct if you were to suppose that you could easily count the number of times the word key is found in the Bible on your two hands. I'm sure for most of us, when we hear the word key, if I were simply to ask you, where can you find the word key in the Bible, even if you did not remember the chapter and verse, you would at least say, well, certainly, when our Lord turns to Peter and says, I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Surely then, the prefiguration of this proclamation of our Lord to St. Peter is lost on no one when we consider this verse of the prophet whom we venerate throughout this season of Advent as truly our fifth evangelist, that is the prophet Isaiah. We're in the 22nd chapter of Isaiah. You find that he's speaking of the steward over the house of David, over the kingdom of David, says of him, says the Lord, will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open, and none shall shut. He shall shut, and none shall open. In our Catholic tradition, we understand, of course, that this prophecy is understood, first of all, of our Lord himself, but then, of course, of our Lord's vicar, the Vicar of Christ on earth, the Pope, which is why our Lord takes up these very same words when he speaks to Peter. When we sing today of the key of David, we sing then first of all to Christ himself, calling him Clavis David. The key of David, he is for us the key to the kingdom of heaven. It is he who opens the gates of heaven. It is he alone who can shut. And he alone has power to confer this power on another man, on his vicar, the steward of the house of the New Testament, the Pope. We note once again then that the mystery of the Passion is once again tied to our novena to Christmas, which is why it is so fitting that here in St. Mary's we have the triptych closed during these days and we consider the image of our crucified Lord and Our Lady of Sorrows. For another beautiful detail is found in this antiphon if we consider the prophecy from which it is drawn, the one I just read to you, where Isaiah says, I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. I would hope that everyone then would consider another passage of Isaiah. Again, if you do not remember the chapter and verse, you hopefully remember it at least somewhat in your head, at least if you know Handel's Messiah. When we are told by Isaiah, and we will hear it again on Christmas Day, that a child is born to us and a son is given to us, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. What a mysterious phrase to speak of a key being found on someone's shoulder. This is because if Isaiah is the great prophet of the incarnation and birth of the Savior, as we continue to read him all the way to his conclusion, we know that he is also the great prophet of our Lord's Passion. Our Lord comes to reign now, but as we have been singing throughout this novena, he comes with outstretched arms. That is, he comes with arms stretched out on the cross. Yes, we sing to him as the new Moses, for Moses had outstretched arms as the Israelites battled, coming into the Promised Land. And they were victorious as long as Moses kept his arms stretched forth. So too, the new lawgiver comes with his arms stretched forth on the cross. He comes to reign as our king, but his government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall reign from the cross, which he shall carry upon his shoulder to Calvary. And it is by his cross and resurrection that he has given all power on heaven and earth, and holds the key to the house of David, the key to the eternal house of the kingdom of heaven.